Volkswagen means in German people's car. The Volkswagen Beetle dates from the 1930s, when Adolf Hitler and Ferdinand Porsche hoped to provide a motor car for the German masses. But it wasn't some kind of neo-Nazi plot when it became popular in the 1960s. The VW had more virtuous attractions that would eventually make it the best-selling car of all time. It was fun, funky, and functional, with a miniature engine that seemed to pump flower power instead of horsepower. And VW advertising made a big deal out of this small car, with ads that were funny and hip. They showed that they knew, that you knew, the established conventions of advertising and could appreciate an alternative. One of the most famous Beetle ads showed a picture of the car with the headline, "Small Wonder." The original Beetle was an example of appropriate technology. Cheap, simple, and repairable, the Volkswagen embodied an ethic of durability and an aesthetic of ugliness. Like its spiritual ancestor, the Model T, the Beetle resisted the annual model change and planned obsolescence of Detroit's new cars. Indeed, the Beetle looked virtually the same year after year. It looked so bad that you knew it had to be functional, even though it had little acceleration, little interior space, and virtually no heat or defrost. In an era of lavish advertising imagery, the Volkswagen offered an alternative ethic of functionality, or at least the image of functionality. Its ugliness was almost artistic. The unassuming Beetle was so short on style that it became stylish. Like minimalist sculpture, it evoked more than it exposed, so it attracted meanings like the flowers and designs often painted on its surface. It was so homely it was attractive, so plain you knew you had to love it for its personality. Like Bob Dylan's voice, which was minimally melodic, the Volkswagen's ugliness was a sign of its authenticity. Even before Coke, it was the real thing. In an era committed to helping the dispossessed and disenfranchised, the Bug was a supreme underdog. Dwarfed by other cars and trucks, and overpowered occasionally even by bicycles, the Beetle was a living example of the little engine that could. In a country where big is usually better, the Volkswagen convinced many Americans that small is beautiful. When E.F. Schumacher published his book of that title in 1974, the publishers put the outline of a Volkswagen on the cover of the paperback. The VW was an implicit promise that enough was enough, that you didn't need to consume the whole world to live a good life. In Environmentalism and the Future of Progressive Politics, political scientist Robert Pelkey contends that a genuinely environmental politics will begin to focus on the ways that our technologies waste energy and materials. Increasingly, we will need to ask which technologies for a given task are compatible with a sustainable planet. In its day, even before the advent of intensive environmentalism, the VW Bug was a good answer to such environmentalist questions. Along with the Beetles, the Volkswagen Beetle is one of the artifacts most associated with the American 1960s. Both the Bug and the VW Bus were countercultural favorites, and so it's strange to see the Beetle reintroduced in a decade with so little countercultural energy. Its popularity may derive from baby boomer nostalgia, the fond remembrance of a time when we were young, before we had rebellious kids of our own. Unlike today's minivan or family sedan, the new Beetle reminds us of the days before we had our own responsibilities. But this phenomenon may also be what historian Tom Frank calls the conquest of cool, the commodification of dissent, whereby companies incorporate the style of dissent into commodities and then sell them back to people as signs of a rebellion that sold out. Volkswagen seems to understand the new Beetle this way. One of the ads for the new car advises cynically that if you sold your soul in the 80s, now you can buy it back. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, who thinks that Volkswagen is sometimes full of Farfernugen.